prepare yourself for virgin territories in the spirit. I was awakened this morning about 6 something, and the Lord spoke something to me that I have never heard before. You want to bring us to a place of pioneering. You know what pioneering means? Going into a new territory, fresh territory. Then he want a remnant to become in the spirit world that it needed so bad now. He wants you to become pace setters. Setting the pace in the spirit realm. Then, apostolically, he wants you to become a pass finder. Pass that. And then opening the portals of the supernatural. They've been closed to a certain extent. An apostle structure, heaven to earth government, which opened the portals, the doors, the gates, the ways in of the supernatural. I like this last part. So all those connected can enter in and benefit. It's a territory. It's a territory that because of religion, because of tradition, because of denomination, has been smothered. And the church has not held her place in the world system as she should hold. Prior to Jesus coming back, he's going to put the church back in position. The believer back in position. But you have to pay attention. You have to yield. This message this morning, I had to read something to prepare you for it. I mean, it's just that pregnant. And so while you're standing, I'm gonna read to prepare you for this pathfinding territory in the spirit. I expect the Holy Ghost to set in here today and to minister to you personally. That's the only way you're gonna be able to get it. You from New York, where from? Which you from? California and Alabama as well.
New York.
You're here for a reason. I want to read this to you, and I pray that the Holy Spirit can speak to you and get you ready for this message. The overflow of being a grace meditator. All satanic forces are shut down in your mind. Your imagination explodes with heavenly insight. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
You are wrapped with the glory of God. Your steps are marked with total victory in every situation. I said your steps are marked with total victory in every situation. This is getting you ready for the message. The flowing of the supernatural on daily basis. This is virgin territory for the body of Christ. We're being challenged to meditate the grace of God on daily basis.
Yes.
Life overflowing power of being a meditator of the grace of God. Yes. Heavenly Father, this territory is fresh. May the structure, may the doors be open to the hearts and mind of every person under the sound of my voice. Thank you for the supernatural. We praise and honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated and write this down. Meditation overflows, cometh to the body of Christ. Meditation overflows, cometh to the body of Christ. And that's why he read that structure. I'm going to read it to you again later on. He's telling you what about to start happening in your life because you are meditated. Turn to Ephesians chapter 1. I'm going to read out of the Passion Bible. Ephesians chapter 1. Meditation overflow comes to the body of Christ. In the Passion Bible, Ephesians 1, I'll read the first three verses. My name is Paul, and I was chosen by God to be an apostle of Jesus, the Messiah. I'm writing this letter to all the devoted believers who have been made holy by being one with Jesus, the Anointed One. May God Himself, the Heavenly Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, release grace over you and impart total well-being into your life. Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm has already been lavished upon us as a love gift from our wonderful Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus, all because He sees us wrapped into Christ. This is why we celebrate Him with all our hearts. Let's read it now in the King James Version, because I like what it says, the way it says it also in the King James Version, Ephesians. You are in for the time of your life. Verse 1, Ephesians 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. Now he's making it clear that he's an apostle. And he's making it clear that he's about to take you into apostolic territory. All right? Very important that you understand that. To the saints which are at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. In verse 2, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Boy, that's a powerful verse there. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, verse 3 is a revelation of grace that many don't see. It's a positioning that grace, the cross, the death, burial, resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ put us in, seated at the right hand of the Father. Blessed be the God for this is already done.
Yes, it is.
See, we're so busy trying to get something, but we're already there. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with what? All spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Meditation takes you into those heavenly places. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Meditation takes you into those heavenly places. Meditation overflows, coming to the body of Christ. Now, I say you had to be a pioneer, pace setter, pass finder, and open the porters, the doors and the gates to the supernatural realm. The average Christian will never walk here. The average Christian will never walk here. Christians are too emotional and just want feeling. And they don't want to deal with facts. They don't want to deal with the real deal. But I pray that the glory of God comes into this room this morning. And that you'll know I've been in His presence.
Amen.
And you'll know that He has touched me in a divine way. And you'll know that your life never will be the same again. All your situation about to switch in your favor. You heard what I said? All your situation about to switch into your favor. Wisdom, understanding, loving Jesus' lifestyle of complete intimacy with the Father at all time. Intimacy with the Father at all time. You designed for that. Even though we have this flesh body, But we are designed by God, by His Spirit, to have intimacy with the Father at all times. Are you hearing me? Knowing that He's standing by, knowing that He's near you all the time, knowing that you can't fail, knowing that none of the enemy tricks gonna trap you, because you're in His presence. It's a lifestyle. It's not a Sunday style. It's not a Wednesday style. It's a lifestyle that walk with Him every day of your life. And then here's a good one, going to help you for the rest of your life. Being not moved by no worldly report. Don't care what they come up with. They're going to come up with all kind of stuff, like COVID. Don't let it move you. Stand your ground. Amen. Being not moved by no worldly report. In other words, bad news can never overcome good news. I live by the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. No matter what kind of gossip come up, I live by the gospel. Because anything telling you you're not going to make it is just gossip. They really don't know God. They really don't know who you serve. They really don't know who they're dealing with when they tell you you're not going to make it. As a child of God, you can't tell a child of God they're not going to make it. Why? They already made it. In Christ. Hallelujah. Here we go. Wrapped with the presence of God in every situation. I want you to remember that. In every situation, I want you to keep yourself yield to the presence of God. Don't care how it feel. Don't care how it look. Don't care how many on the other side of the line. You stay wrapped in the presence of God. Stay wrapped in the presence of God. Don't forget that. Don't care. And your feeling don't determine your wrapping. You're feeling a flaky, you know. You have to know you're wrapped in the presence of God. Say, I know.
I'm wrapped
in the presence of God. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Always look into Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith.
Yes, sir.
Don't let nobody else take his place. Don't let no problem take his place. Don't let no attack take his place. Always look into Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Turn to Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12 for a minute. Always. In other words, whatever condition you in now, today, on the sound of my voice, you don't look to that condition. You look to Him. And here's what Jesus is saying to tell you. Whatever you're going through, I've been there. I already plowed the way for you, made a path for you to walk through it. I've been through it. Jesus went through everything. And so here in Hebrews 12:1, wherefore seeing also we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. Let us run with what? Patience? The race that is set before us. Sometime in life you need patience. Things look like they're not going to work out. Anybody ever been there?
Yeah.
I done prayed, I read the scripture, I cried, but this thing looked like it ain't not going to turn around. It's just trying to fake you. It got to turn. Whatever you're dealing with right now, it got to turn. If you pay attention to the word of God, you are a winner. Look at somebody tell me, I'm a winner. Tell them. In Christ Jesus. Now look at verse 2. Verse 2 is telling you, yes, definitely you're going to go through some things. Yeah, you go, Lord. You got it. Definitely you're going to go through some things. But don't park there. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Here, but the second verse said, looking unto Jesus. See, you don't take your eyes off Jesus. Amen. The author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy, see, you got to keep joy set before you.
Yes, sir.
Do you have any joy before you this morning?
Yes, sir.
Tell me what your joy is. What joy you got? What joy you got set before you this morning? You got up this morning and did your regular routine. Do you have any joy? Did you do any meditating? Did you read the scripture this morning? Did you hear his voice? Waiting on me to do it for you? I did mine personally. Look at your neighbor and tell him, this is a personal thing. Yeah, I mean, you can't just. All right, look. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. See, he went through it, despising the shame. Some shameful things sometimes hit our lives. Some of our family members do some shameful things. Or we might do it. It's set down at the right hand of the throne of God. In other words, verse 2 means there's nothing you can't go through. You're going, I mean, it's just temporary. Don't take it as a permanent lifestyle. Always looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Now, you've heard this statement, but let it become a reality to you. Hallelujah. Knowing that life has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. Knowing that life has no problem that heaven can't solve. So just what I did just now, Dan, I just set everybody free. Every believer go free this morning. Life has no problem that heaven can't solve. Every believer in the world went free. If they hearing it, all of you all online, all of you here, you just went free. I mean, that problem don't mean nothing. That problem is solved. Because you a child of the living God. And if Jesus could cut out kapatelesaya, if Jesus could come out the grave, you can come out of that problem. So I declare a resurrection of all problems. Everything that's not going right in your life, resurrection take place this morning. Oh no, y'all got to think better than that. You know what the Holy Ghost is saying here now? Everything you're dealing with, you resurrect out of it this morning. That's your divine rights. Sickness, disease, lack, poverty, confusion, you resurrect out of it this morning. Let that anointing get on you. Get your joy back. Mistakes you have made, shortcoming, you resurrect out of it this morning. Just ask the Lord to forgive you. He's a forgiving God. He wants you to make it. God ain't looking for something to shut you down. God looking for something to lift you up. We serve, everybody say we serve a good God. You mean to tell me we have resurrected from every problem this morning? Everything that's trying to shut you down, you rise above it this morning? By the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sit down. We're just getting started. Now listen very carefully, because this is structuring pathfinders now. Pay settlers. There are overflows in the kingdom waiting to be claimed by meditation understanding. There are overflows in the kingdom waiting to be claimed by meditating understanding. In other words, just reading the Bible, just memorizing the Bible, you're not going to be able to walk in these territories. There are overflows, kingdom overflow. Kingdom overflow. In other words, overflow, the kingdom start overflowing in your life.
Amen.
But you're going to have to open the door. You're going to have to open the gate. And by meditating, pondering God's word, and letting God's word ponder you, you're going to be susceptible to things that the average Christian not susceptible to because they don't understand it. There's a divine opening coming in you right now. I hear it. There's a brand new channel being stationalized in you right now that you're going to hear some things you never heard before. And not only hear them, you're going to understand them. And not only understand them, they're going to manifest in your life. Not only that, people are going to ask you, how did you do that? And you're going to be able to tell them, I didn't do it, he did it. God is ready to do some stuff here. I'm ready to let him have it. How about you? God is ready to do some stuff in your life that you've never seen before. God is ready to erase all them little traps and little tricks and all little trouble that come from the devil. God is ready to put you on solid ground. And you're ready to go. You're ready to flow. Supernatural privileges are knocking at your door. Come on in. There are, listen, I want you to sit down. I don't want you to miss this. There are overflows. What I said, overflow?
Overflows.
And I'm talking about blessing.
Yes, sir.
In the kingdom, waiting to be claimed by meditation understanding. Why some Christians are not holy? I tell you why. I'll turn to Psalm 1. Tell you why they're not holy.
That's right.
You ain't going to just stay holy yourself. Man, I kept asking the Lord. When I first got saved 50-some years ago, I asked the Lord, because I knew who I was. I said, now, Lord, I went up there and I got saved. Now, how am I going to stay clean and stay? You know, he never answered me.
Good, sir.
But every day he buried me in his book.
Yes, that's it.
And not a day has passed in 51, 52 years that I haven't spent time in his book. Every day. This is what stopped Satan. The word. Meditating the word, it will stop him. Look what happened to this young man here in Psalm 1. Look what happened to him. See, people said, people just want blessing. God said, give me some respect. You always praying to me about, Lord, I want you to do this for me. I want you to do something for me. Get yourself clean. Live holy. And you can't do it by yourself. Temptation always going to be there. How many of y'all know that?
Yes.
Don't sit there and lie like you ain't tempted. But God make a way out of no way. Look in Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scorn. Now, verse 2 tells us how he do that. Come on, won't you see it? But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. See, verse 2 make verse 1 and 3. Verse 2, look at them. Verse 2 makes 1 manifest, verse 1 manifest, and make verse 3 manifest. You're not only going to be holy, but you're going to be so blessed.
Yes.
Look what verse 3 says. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in season. His leaf also shall not wither. Oh my God. And whatsoever he does shall what? Now, I just saw this. Verse 2 makes verse 1 and verse 3 happen. Verse 2 makes verse 1 and verse 3 happen. How many see it? Y'all ain't even looking for it. Two of the best moments in your life is sitting before you right now. Verse 1, verse 3 is brought into existence by verse 2. If you're not doing verse 2, you're not going to do verse 1, and you're not going to have verse 3. Because you can't be slick in the spirit world. You know, crying, face all messed up, how much you love God, but you're not living clean. But yet you want him to prosper you. You follow what I'm saying? And nothing can keep you holy but God. Are y'all listening? We're talking about meditation overflows coming to the body of Christ. Now, not coming to all the body of Christ. Multitude of people have not sat under a message like this. How powerful meditation is. Because I got some more things to say to you. There are many divine places we have never seen nor gone to because you only get there by meditation. Meditation is your pondering the word and the word pondering you, embracing the real you. Reality and depth are waiting on you, digging in the rim of the spirit. Yes. Digging in the rim of the spirit. You're supposed to be a digger. In the realm of the spirit. Turn to 1 Chronicles 29. When you meditate, you're making life see the truth about the glory of God. You're making your life see the truth about the glory of God. You got to love him. Oh, y'all don't want to talk to me. You got to love him. You got to love God. The only way you're going to respect God is you love him. And you got to know how much he loves you. What all he done for you. First Chronicle 29. Now listen to this statement. Making life see the truth about the glory of God. There's a truth you need to see about the glory of God. For as he is, so are we in this world. We have the right to wear God's character. We have the right to wear God's attribute. We have the right to act just like God. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Now watch these verses because they are powerful within themselves. And 1 Chronicles 29, 11. They give us a picture of who we are in God.
Yes, sir.
Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and all that belong to you.
Yes, sir.
And the majesty for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Look at verse 12. Read verse 12 with me. Now, therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. Now watch, a revelation about to come out about you and God. Verse 14. But who am I? And what is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly after this song? Here it is. Here's what you got to remember. For all things come of thee, and of thy own have we given thee. Boy, if you ever get that revelation, you're going to be so blessed and so covered by the Lord. What? Now the question came to me to ask you this morning. What happens in a meditation overflow? What happened in a meditation overflow? In other words, you're sitting there and you and God, and you meditate, and all of a sudden a meditation overflow starts flowing. You want to know? Turn to Ephesians chapter 1. It's time for Christians to have meditation overflow. Meditation overflows coming to the body of Christ. You're not going to be a regular Christian now. No, you're going to be powerful every day. On your job, wherever you are, you're going to be powerful because the glory is going to be with you. In other words, be a glory aware. I choose to be a glory aware. Amen. John 17, he prayed that we as disciples have the same glory that he had. Jesus let us know he was ministering out of the glory. Ephesians 1, 15. Here are some attributes, or here are some anointing, or here are some insight that we should be wearing all the time. It says in Ephesians 1, 15, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayer. Now here's an apostolic prayer that'll call you out of the regular setting. That the God of our, verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom. Oh Lord.
Yes.
Oh Lord, turn the spirit of wisdom loose in this house this morning. Everything, everybody under the sound of my voice dealing with, I declare that the spirit of wisdom, oh my goodness, that the spirit of wisdom is upon them, and they're going to know how to handle it like a God.
Handle it like a God.
Are you seeing me? Here's what the anointing is saying now. Here's what risen up on me as a minister. That wisdom be upon you, that every situation in your life, you're going to handle it in that wisdom.
Yes.
Say it's mine.
It's mine.
To function in.
Here I go.
My God. Oh my God. This is so powerful, Lord. You may be seated. Now the apostle is praying this off on the congregation.
Uh-huh.
Here in Darrow.
Yes.
I'm praying this off on you. That the God, verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom.
Uh-huh.
That thing that's trying to jam you, that thing is trying to hold you back. Or that person who's trying to hold you back will not be able to hold you back anymore, because you're going to know how to go around them or above them by the wisdom of God. You're not just a regular person. You've been approved by God because of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're special in God's eyesight. You have to know I'm special in God's eyesight. With all my shortcomings, all my weaknesses, yet I'm special in God's eyesight. And I'll know how to handle every situation with the wisdom of God from this day forward. I'll say to God, God, give me your wisdom.
God, give me your wisdom.
Nobody will ever tie you down again. Nobody will ever trap you again. You'll be functioning in the wisdom of God. I felt him come in here. You might not feel nothing because you ain't in here. How many got out here this morning? How many things you've gotten out by just sitting here this morning? The Spirit of God is gone on your case right now. I hear the word erase. A lot of things you didn't want in your life, they are erased this morning in the presence of God. The Holy Spirit is the eraser. The Holy Spirit is the eraser. All unhappy thoughts leave the house this morning. You can't be up in here and be unhappy. Happiness take over this place. Woo, shout it out. Happiness take over this place. Get your peace back. Get your joy back. Thank you for my joy. Thank you for my peace. I don't care what you're going through. Just listen to what I'm saying. Joy about to overcome that. Peace about to overcome it. You're going to be happy. You're going to be healthy. You're going to be wealthy. Nobody can stop you. Tell three people I'm out. Tell them the word of God has set me free forever this morning. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shout glory to God.
Glory to God.
Shout praise his holy name.
Praise his holy name.
Shh. Shh. Be seated. What you stand up for? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Shh.
Glory.
Shh. Glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody's left knee just got healed. Blood pressure gone down. Check it. Check it when you get home. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I'm just up here. I'm just a servant. I just say what he tell me to say, you know. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm a servant. Blood pressure going down. To normal.
To normal.
Arthritis got to go. No more pain. No more shame. Anyone who have liver problem, you're free. I'm just saying what I hear him say, you see? All over the world, all over, you're free. Listening. Ah! The channels of blessings are being opened. Children, let's go a little longer. The channels of blessing are being opened like never before. We are meditators of God's grace. In other words, we are meditators of God's favor. We are meditators of what already belonged to us. and we look at it long enough, we'll see it and we receive it and take it and believe it is ours. Got to kill so many religious demons in order to get God's people free. You know, ritual, routine. No, revelation. We don't live by routine. We live by revelation. Look at the difference. Look at the difference between routine and revelation. Rituals, going through the same thing every week. And revelation, fresh insight, fresh understanding, fresh blessing, fresh truth come out and get a hold of us and say, you've been traveling down this road 22 years, but it's the wrong road. Let me take you to a brand new road today. Woo, hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. You have no idea how your thinking have changed. You're going to think different tomorrow. You're going to think different the next day. Stop feeling sorry for yourself and rejoice, because the Lord have great and mighty things for you. Who I'm talking to, Lord? Stop being so sad like you're not going to make it. Rejoice. Y'all better rejoice up in here. Rejoice, for the Lord is about to do great and mighty things in your life. The Lord is about to do great and mighty things for you. Rejoice. Rejoice, for the day has come for the body of Christ to take over. Your blessing about to flow on you like never before. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready for the blessing. Get ready for the blessing. Get ready, get ready, get ready for the blessing. Here come the blessings. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You can't say hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, how I receive. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm looking at anybody who's still sitting down. What is the matter with you? Get in the floor. Don't let your body rule you. You rule your body. If the praise is on for God, I won't be in it. I'm ready to receive. How many of y'all ready to receive? I'm a believer and a receiver. Geraldine not even here, and I hear her laughing. She's on vacation. I hear her laughing. Receive it. Channel, let me preach to you a little more. I really want to take off and run. So many people have been set free this morning. Now, if you ain't paying attention to my, the anointing not going to get there if you just sitting here judging. But if you're paying attention, God is speaking to you. And God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he'll do it. In other words, God going to make some new things happen in your life this week. Places that you thought you couldn't get to, next week you're going to see yourself on the other side. There are some special blessings. See, come along with special messages. There's so much, children. There's so much. Sit down a minute. There's so much God won't do for you. There's so much God won't do for you.
Yes.
Let him do it.
Yes.
Get out the way.
Yes.
Shut up. Yes. So much God. He been wanting to do it for you. He wants you to hear this morning. He wants you to yield. He want to bless you beyond this world existence. Let me ask you a question. Do you believe you need anything God don't have? He's here. Oh, my. See, but in meditating, the type of meditation that caused the overflow, sit down, I want you to look with me in the scripture. Verse 17. There you go. Where's it? Walking mirror. Walking mirror. That's a walking mirror. That's a walking mirror. We got miracles walking through you. That's a walking miracle. What happened? He was supposed to die. All the doctors give up on him. Tell New York. He was supposed to die. Years ago, all the doctors had given up on him, but his wife didn't give up. She stayed before God, and God raised him up. And we just had that same thing happen 2 weeks ago, about a week ago. About 2 weeks ago. Same thing. I remember a little girl, her mom brought her here, 30 years ago. And she couldn't hardly walk. She was all flabbish and sat on this wood. And she come here one morning walking. And then they called me back and told me she was riding horses. Just sat on that wood. What she did? They came here and sat on that wood long enough for it to get into them. That anointing got on them, and she ride home. You about to ride a horse you never rode before. You about to ride a horse that you never rode before. Tell somebody this is my day. I'm about to ride a horse. Some of y'all never rode a horse, right? Yeah, I'm about to ride a horse I never rode before. Hallelujah! Talking about meditation overflow coming to the body of Christ. You more probably won't find it in no book. I might have to write a book about this. Meditation. You ever heard of meditation overflow? Huh? What a powerful opportunity that God has given us here in the body of Christ to know there are some overflows that are not activated unless you meditate. There's an intimacy with God that you'll never see unless you meditate. There's an aspect of God's voice you will never hear unless you meditate. We are in virgin territory. That you and God sitting down with that Bible. And you saying, you don't read the 13th chapter. You get to a voice and get stuck in that voice. Woo! And you and God have a personal conversation. Divine patterns about to flow like rivers. Divine pathways are being opened right now. Your jungle days are over. Now, boy, this one here. The Lord said to me to tell you he about to jerk the lack out of you. Jerk the lack. Jerk. Ooh, hallelujah. Lord about to jerk the lack out of me. No more lack in my life. Lord, about to jerk the lack out of me. No more lack in my life. Jerk it, Lord. You're going to find yourself laughing and nobody saying nothing. I'm going to have to finish this next Sunday. Too much for me. Sit down a minute. Let me try. Let me try a little more. Hallelujah. Shh. Come on, praisers. Praisers, get up here. Goodness. Ooh, my goodness. Ooh, my goodness. I receive. Yes, ma'am, I receive. We're about to jerk right now. Yes, ma'am. I receive. Hallelujah. Here's a gray seed. Oh, it's gonna be all right. Where you at? Where she went? I decree to be all right. Where she at? I decree in the name of Jesus. I see you. I see the sign. It's gonna be all right. Everybody who had to be dealt with, gonna be dealt with. Oh, go ahead. That's enough.